Hey everyone, it's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Subscribe to this weekly podcast and share it with others if you like what you hear. So, what are you choosing today? What action are you choosing to take or thought to have when you enter into your day, enter a room, get to work, or get into your car? We each have a choice every moment whether we're going to love or hate, bless or blame. Think about that. Our choice in each moment, with those simple yet powerful options in mind, can make all the difference in how impactful we are in the world, how happy we are, how successful we feel, and even how healthy our bodies are. It's easy to justify a choice that isn't love, that isn't blessing. We can see someone's actions as wrong and hateful and feel absolutely fine with the choice to be angry at them, to lash back, to think of them with hatred or vengeance even. We can feel it's entirely natural to blame another for our troubles and to feel victimized. Showing ourselves compassion and stopping there with our love. But God demands more. Your life demands more. And not because you're meant to be a Pollyanna or just roll over and take a lot of crap and just let others get away with things. It's about making a choice that is life-saving, not death-inducing. It's about making a choice that will heal us and others rather than one that will harm us and others, or perpetuate misery when cure is ours to apply to ourselves and others and the situation. So let's just remember that we have a choice, and the most natural one, in truth, is the one that expresses God's nature, which is our true nature as made in His image. It is to love. It's to decide consciously to love when that mortal mind, that ego, wants us to feel indignant or self-righteous in our own hatred or even in our defensiveness. The action of love is consuming. It consumes hatred. It consumes fear and doubt and worry. Love is the power that can do all things for us. Why hold it at bay? It's there for the using. Pause. How can I love in this moment? What can I love in this moment? How can I be a blessing in this place rather than a blamer or one that's in collusion with the trouble on its side? You might say, I really find that that's hard to do sometimes, or I need time to get to the point of blessing someone who's done me or others wrong. Well, certainly you want to be sincere, you know, so love that isn't genuine is just lip service. Ain't going to get the job done. It can't possibly do anything because it isn't true. It's not honest. Truth has power. Lies or deception, even slightly, isn't powerful. So it isn't about putting on a happy face and just saying, God bless you. It's about allowing the love that is God to be what your moment is about. It's about letting it in. It may not happen in a moment, but we won't know that if we don't give it a try in this moment. If we don't take that moment, this moment, to love. If we don't give this moment a chance. Give peace a chance, that old slogan said. Give love a chance, invite it in. Allow yourself the opportunity to feel love when your ego unwisely says it's not possible. The question really is, do you want to feel at peace? Do you want to experience that? Then you aren't going to get there with hatred or blame. So you may as well step into love, decide to try it on, and begin on the road to peace. It will heal you, and this very peace will reveal to you what God already knows and is and does. As we get in the grooves with love, consciously and conscientiously blessing others, blessing our past, blessing our future, blessing our days, blessing our bodies, blessing those who are ignorant of love's goodness as well, and also blessing those who do strive to do good all the time, when we do that, we're aligning with the true harmony of the universe, God's actual design. And so we begin to see resolution, whether it be a change in another or a situation, or simply a change in our own concerns from worry to an undisturbed state of peace, understanding, and a release from that bondage of being a slave to hate. Hate is a master we'll never love, and it'll never treat us well. Okay, so maybe you're saying blowing up and letting off steam and passing the blame on someone worthy of it feels good. Isn't that a good thing? Well, momentarily, you may feel a sense of relief in that action, and that's fine. Not telling you to judge that because, well, that wouldn't be love operating now, would it? But how long does that feeling really last? How often do we go back to that hate and make another run at it, churn it up again? And how good does that really feel? Have we really eliminated the anger by letting it out when we haven't replaced it with something that will keep it out? Love can do that. And you know how to love. And you love to do it. You really do. We may get a little addicted to the sense of feeling loveless or unloved or unloving, and somehow that becomes our identity or our excuse. But we are all built to love and not to hate. Hating makes us miserable. Loving, true loving, makes us free. It makes us energized. It makes us live rather than just exist. To love is to be ourselves, and that's not hardship or a stretch. It's natural and comforting and healing. And this loving isn't about saying things necessarily or talking about it, even like I'm doing right now. It's just a conscious choice in thought to feel the love of God ourselves and to let that be the moment, to let that be the very content of this moment. Choose to bless, not blame. Choose to love, not hate. Choose to be the solution that heals. It's what you were made to do, so go for it. Get to loving, and I'll be doing it with you. Thanks so much for joining me today. Let me know if you have any questions or if I can help you in any way. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or check out my website, beingfreenow.com. There's more information there on what I do, how to connect with me, how to subscribe to this podcast. We'll see you next week.